Greetings and good morning. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, October 18th. The 1A Western Slope League title is on the line tonight in the prep football game of the week at Hotchkiss High School. The Paonia Eagles will take on the Hotchkiss Bulldogs in a game that renews a rivalry that goes deep into the history of the North Fork Valley. While these teams have met on the gridiron several times in the past decades, seldom has there ever been an even-matched contest with so much on the line. Both teams are 6-1 overall and have perfect league records at 3-0. The game is listed in the Denver Post as a game to watch, and the Post ranks Paonia number 7 in the state and Hotchkiss number 3. The winner of this game will control its own destiny in terms of winning the league championship. Paonia is led by sophomore Taylor Walters, who has rushed for 1,289 yards this season and has scored 16 touchdowns. Hotchkiss runs a balanced offense behind junior quarterback Devin Roop, who leads a Bulldogs team that has outscored its opponents 231-97 this year. The so-called North Fork Bowl has been dominated by Hotchkiss in recent memory. In the last 9 years, Hotchkiss is 7-2 against Paonia and has outscored the Eagles 143-20 since 2010. The last time Paonia beat Hotchkiss, this year's senior class was in the 6th grade. All of those records will mean nothing when this game kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. in Hotchkiss. Not to be forgotten are the defending 1A state champs, Cedar Edge. The Bruins are 5-2 overall and are at second place in the league with a 2-1 record. Cedar Edge is at Lake County tonight. Other games around the listening area include matchups between old rivals. 3A Delta will host the number one team in the state, unbeaten Palisade, at 7 p.m. tonight. The Montrose Indians, ranked number one in 4A, played at 5A Grand Junction last night. The Paonia girls volleyball team, still undefeated, returns home tomorrow night for its annual Pink Night fundraiser for Delta County Hospice. Paonia beat Vale Christian and Meeker on the road last week and improved to 16-0, including 7-0 in Western Slope League play. Pink Night is held every October in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Paonia will play Rangeley in the match, which begins with C-team action at 1 p.m. on Saturday, with varsity contests scheduled for 2 and 3 p.m. at Paonia High School. And that concludes your sports report for Friday. If you like sports coverage here at KVNF, please consider making a pledge during the fall pledge drive by calling 527-4868. The weekly sports report is also online at kvnf.org, where you can make a pledge as well if you wish. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, this is Eric Gould saying good luck to all the teams in our listening area, and thanks so much for listening.